Sam, you want some coffee or French toast, too? No, thanks, Sam answered. He was leaning against the sink, his arms crossed over his chest, with Beef sitting at his side. The rain was beginning to dry on his polo shirt. They both were still dressed from their run, in polo shirts, gym shorts, and sneakers. Abby sighed heavily.
Dad died 4 days ago, on Tuesday. The cops said it was a heart attack caused by alcohol and prescription meds.
Jill blinked. I thought you said he was murdered.
I think he was.
You do, but the police don't?
Right.
Abby straightened up, her tone newly firm.
I think they're wrong. Rather, I know they're wrong. You're a doctor, and you know Dad. He didn't take any prescription meds. He was murdered, no matter what the police say.
Jill cracked some eggs into a bowl, hiding her confusion. She'd never known William to take prescription meds, but she'd never known the real William Schuyler. He was the ultimate con man, fooling her, Megan, and even his own daughters.
So the police say it wasn't murder.
What do they think it was?
They say it was an accidental overdose. The cocktail, whatever that means.
It means that certain drugs can kill you in combination with alcohol. The coffee was ready, and Jill set the full mug in front of Abby. What drugs did he take?
He didn't take them.
Abby picked up the coffee and held it in two hands, warming her fingers.
The report came back today and said he had the drugs in his body, but I know he didn't put them there. He never would have, and I went on the internet, and it doesn't say those are lethal drugs anyway.
Abby sipped some coffee, then set it down, sniffling.
The cops found pill bottles in his bedroom, but I never saw them before. And they didn't dust for fingerprints, like on TV, to see how they got there.
What pills did they find? Jill retrieved a fork and beat the eggs.
Three bottles. Xanax, Vicodin, and one other. Tea, something.
Temazepam?
Yes! I knew you'd know!
Abby brightened a little. They're common drugs for anxiety and pain, honey. Jill drizzled a dash of vanilla into the egg mixture, veining the light with the dark, then beat it again.
Not common for Dad.
Abby shifted forward, and water dripped from a curling tendril that had escaped from the towel turban.
Plus, there was a bottle of whiskey in his office, but no glass. When did you ever know Dad to drink out of a bottle? Never. And the drugs had to be planted there by whoever killed him.
What does Victoria say? Jill picked up a pan that had been drying on the counter, cut in a pat of butter, and set it on the stove, firing up the gas.
She says I just don't want to accept that Dad's dead.
Jill could have guessed as much. Victoria was always the sensible one to Abby's free spirit.
Couldn't she be right?
It's a hard thing to deal with.
She's wrong. They all are. I know it. And we'll prove it.
Abby looked down as Beef trotted over, wagging his tail, sending droplets flying. She rested her hand on his coppery head, where his wet fur spiked at the crown, like a doggy punk rocker.
I miss Beef, too. Remember the day we got him?
Sure. Jill did. It had been a cold, sunny afternoon at a golden retriever rescue in Delaware County. The three girls cooed over a passel of fluffy golden puppies, and Abby scooped up the fattest one, naming him on the spot.
This one is Beef on the Hoof.
Where's Megan? Abby asked, adjusting the towel.
At a sleepover.
Jill opened the bread and dunked a slice into the eggs.
Oh, I wanted to see her. I miss her, too.
You'll see her in the morning. Stay over with us. Right, Sam?
Jill realized with embarrassment that she hadn't introduced them at all. She abandoned the slice of bread.
Yikes! I'm sorry. Abby, this is my fiancé, Sam Becker.
Sam? Abby Schuyler.
Hello, Abby.
Sam smiled at her with sympathy.
I'm sorry about your loss, and of course you can stay here tonight.
Abby seemed to be leaning away from Sam, almost recoiling, though she said,
Nice to meet you, Sam.
Yes, thanks, Sam, Jill chimed in, trying to smooth over her own awkwardness. It struck her as odd that Abby and Sam had never met, as if her life had been hacked into pieces, not only the before and after of two marriages, but the before and after of three. She had been a widow when she'd met William, and Sam would be her third husband. Abby kept an eye on Sam.
Not gonna lie, Sam, I feel like you're mad at me or something. Are you? Don't be mad at me, okay?
Jill tensed, and she could smell the butter starting to burn in the pan. She hated burned butter. She turned off the gas for a moment.
I'm not angry at you, Abby. I'm concerned, Sam answered gently. You drove here drunk. That concerns me, for your sake and for the sake of others.
Jill turned to Abby, puzzled.
You drove? I thought that SUV dropped you off. What SUV? I parked around the corner. I looked up your address online, but couldn't find the street.
Abby looked down as Beef nudged her with his muzzle, his bid to keep getting petted.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
I know you won't, sweetie. Jill didn't have the heart to lecture Abby. Not tonight.
What did you have to drink? Just some vodka and orange juice.
Hard liquor.